MoneyWeb now on the money. Also available on podcast.
The show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Eddie Five as his CEO TWK results out late yesterday afternoon. Revenue from continued operations up 15.3%, headline earnings up 25.8%, and dividend up 75% at around 14. That was for the year ending August. Eddie, appreciate the early morning time. A really strong set of numbers coming out of TWK. The one sort of maybe dark spot was the filling station division. Let's quickly touch on that. What's your challenges that you're seeing there?
Good morning, Simon, and your listeners. Yeah, the fuel industry is really a bit of a nightmare for us at the moment, really driven by the impact of still COVID, people not moving around, not going to work, and all the travel issues. So, yeah, it's still a problem, but not part of our core businesses. And
correct.
We decided to sell some of those operations and see if we can't, with that, improve our profits further and also unlock that cash that's currently sitting there.
Yeah, I take your point. I'm still out and about a bit, but I'm using probably about a third as much petrol as I used to. Your retail mechanization segment, which is now about 3 1/3 billion, a really, really big segment, a really strong period. And I was having a look, and I got to say, I hadn't realized quite how many stores you have dotted around. It's about 30 of them, which certainly have been producing very strong results.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's really driven by a strong agri sector at the moment. We saw good yields from the maize and the crops from the farmers, and also benefited from the good commodity prices. So, yes, the farmers are optimistic, and it's really evident in the double-digit increase in tractor sales that we saw the last couple of years. The fertilizer sales were from TWK side were up by 23%. So with the good spread of our stores through out in Mpumalanga and Natal, we really able to benefit from that growth.
And are you expecting, I chatted with Bondile Shilobo a while ago, of course, agri-economist, and he was saying that we should have another good planting season. It looks like we're getting good rain. And importantly, prices are remaining elevated. Are you optimistic for the current financial year?
Yes, we are. We are definitely optimistic. Like I said, the increase in the sales, and we already see it in the new financial year. I'm very optimistic, and we are positive about the new year as well.
Your acquisition, you've always had some timber. You made the acquisition of Peak Timber Business as well during the year. What is who is your market for the timber business?
You see, the timber and forestry industry is one of the more consistent and better performing commodities in the agri sector. And we really see significant growth there, and also the opportunity that will come with it. There is currently a bigger demand for our wood chip exports into the market, and we will also benefit from the weaker rand out of that. So the timing of that acquisition was real spot on, and we will be able now to deliver to our markets the increased amount of the products, like I said, and also with our knowledge in terms of the timber industry, with good forestry practices, and also with better cost savings that we can get out of Peak, we see a good opportunity and, even better results coming forward.
You've got your renewable energy segment. It is, at this point, still very small. Revenue of, 3.4 million, EBITDA of 670,000. I'm imagining this is something which you're starting small, but potentially has significant upside. And I'm thinking particularly, farmers who have pressures from Eskom, both in terms of reliability and in terms of cost.
Yeah, so it's actually a very interesting model where we lease roof spaces from malls, and then we put on the solar panels and sell the electricity to the users. So like you said, it's a new venture. We see a lot of potential there, especially with what we see now with the increase in electricity and also the on the demand side, that's problematic. So still new and still small, and we are positive about it, and let's see how it goes. And we also have plans to increase it if it really results in the returns that we expect.
Yeah, very, very tiny at this point, but something that could become quite meaningful in time. We'll leave it there. That's the CFO of TWK, Eddie Fivas. Appreciate the early morning time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.